Well, good morning. This is Brother Van Windham from over at West Macomb Baptist Church. We're glad to be with you again this morning. We hope you all had a good week. I tell you, summertime got here this week, didn't it? I know I was out in that garden one day between the rain trying to get my garden worked out, and boy, it was hot. It was sure enough hot. But I guess it is getting time for that as we're approaching June. Today is another special day. I hope all of you mothers had a great Mother's Day last weekend with your children and your family. I know we had a great day at the church, great crowd, and a wonderful lunch provided by our brotherhood for all of our mothers. So it was a great weekend. So I hope you too had a great weekend as well. But you know, it's graduating time, isn't it? Isn't it amazing to hear about all the graduations that are going on? I know we have youth and children in about three or four different schools around, and they're all graduating. Denise and I quite don't have any graduating yet, maybe next year or so, but I told someone the other day, I said, by the time I get my car paid for, over half of my 9 grandchildren will be graduated from high school. When you put it in that perspective, it's not very long, is it? But we've been going to awards day. It seems like every day last week we had to go to an awards day somewhere, and I think that's a good thing. I'm not complaining. I think it's a good thing. But this morning we're thinking about those graduates. We're thinking about those that are making those plans for the future and looking forward to a wonderful life. They think now that they've graduated and everything's good. So we're going to be talking about them this morning as we read from James chapter 4. James chapter 4. We're going to begin with verse 13 and read through verse 17 as we do think about planning for our future. Planning for our future. James chapter 4. We're going to begin with verse 13 and read down through verse 17. But let's go to the Lord in prayer before we begin this morning and ask Him to bless our time together. Father, we thank You for today. We thank You for this opportunity once again, Lord, to be able to preach and, Lord, to reach out through this radio station to a lot of people. And, Lord, we pray for them. Many of them may be shut in. Many of them may be sick this morning, not able to attend their church. So, Lord, I pray for their restored health and whatever they may be going through. Some may be traveling. Some may be even had to travel for our graduation. I don't know why they may be in their car this morning, but Lord, maybe going on an early vacation. But Lord, we thank You for them listening, and we pray that You give them a safe journey to and from wherever they're traveling from. But we do pray for all those that will be gathered in Your house today. We pray, Lord, that You will speak to our hearts in a mighty way from this word. We pray for all of these graduates, Lord, that You keep them safe. Give them wisdom as they look forward to life after this, Lord, after graduation, where they're headed, what they're doing. Lord, open up doors for them. Give them guidance in all they undertake to do. Speak through me the words we need to hear this morning. Remove any sins or anything in my heart that may hinder me from proclaiming Your word in a way You'd have us to. That, Lord, it would always be pleasing to You and Jesus would be uplifted. Satan will be bound, and Lord, He'll not steal from us what You have for us today. For we ask it in Jesus' precious and holy name. Amen. All right, let's look at our scriptures here found in James chapter 4, beginning with verse 13. He says, "Go to now, ye that say, today or tomorrow, we will go into such a city and continue there a year and buy and sell and get gain. Whereas you know not what shall be on tomorrow. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanishes away. For that you ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live and do this or that. But now you rejoice in your boastings, as such rejoicing is evil. Therefore, to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin." You know, this morning as I look at this and read this out of my Bible, my study Bible, it actually has these verses entitled Unchristian Conduct. But this morning, we're going to look at it in a different way. We're going to be thinking about, have we planned for our future? What does these scriptures tell us about planning for our futures and looking ahead to our futures? Every one of us, probably in the sound of our voice, has a dream or has had a dream or has had some ambitions in our life about what we wanted to accomplish in life, what we wanted to be in life. You know, today as we honor our graduates, we will have them come up on stage and they'll receive a copy of the Word of God, because that is what a blueprint of life, a blueprint of where you need to go. As long as you follow God's plans and do what God has you to do, then we know life will turn out good, you know. But so many times it's kind of like that father trying to put that swing set together, isn't it? He thinks, oh, there's not going to be anything to put in this swing set together. I can just be able to throw it together. So he just throws the directions down and grabs the box of bolts and the poles and starts trying to put it together. And before long, he's pulling his hair out and saying, what? Where did I put those directions? Well, this morning, we're trying to head that off for our young people. This morning, we're trying to head that off for you as graduates today. We don't want you to get frustrated in life. We don't want you to get frustrated at the point you'll be pulling your hair out. What can I do? Because you've lost the instructions. We want you to keep those instructions, read those instructions, and we want to share some instructions with you here today. Now, these words that we find here, and it's talking about our planning our futures and looking ahead. What did it say? It says, you know, none of us can really say that I'm going to do this tomorrow, and in a year I'm going to do that, and I'm going to spend here, and I'm going to make that much money. You know, that's kind of what we feel like a lot of times when we make our plans. Now, I want you to understand this morning, I'm not saying you should not have a dream, you should not have ambition or plan. You should. Everyone should plan. That old saying, if you don't plan, then you plan to fail. So you have to plan, and you have to have a plan. You have to have desires for the future, but you have to realize that those plans and those desires must be coupled with what God would have you to do. If you want to live a long and happy and fulfilling life, then you have to make sure that you have God in the center of your life and what you're doing. So he says, you know, you can't go out there and say, well, tomorrow I'm going to do this or I'm going to do that, and I'm going to go to this city, I'm going to continue there, I'm going to buy and sell, and boy, I'm going to be rich. You know, I love to hear our young people as they make their plans for the future. I love to hear them say, well, I'm going on to college and I'm going to make plans to do this, or I'm going on to work. And then some of them are just honest and they'll say, well, I really don't know what I'm going to do right now. Well, that's fine. You know, you're 17, 18 years old. You need to be seeking the Lord and let him find you. But you have a little time, but don't waste it. We'll see that in a few minutes, about don't waste that time. But make sure that what you have planned are those that are according to God and what he would have you to do. I love what he says down in verse 15. We ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live and do this or that. If God wills, then we shall live. You know, I hear people say a lot of times, and even I made that statement, well, I'll see you tomorrow if the creek don't rise, if the Lord wills and the creek don't rise. How many times have we said that? Well, I'll be here. I'll be there. I'll see you next Sunday. You know, if the Lord wills and the creek don't rise, well, I'm here to tell you, folks, the creek can rise all it wants to. It can get out of the banks. If the God wills it, if the Lord wills it, then guess what? You'll walk across that water. You'll get across that swollen creek. If God has a will for your life, and if you're following his will, then you don't have to worry about the creek rising. You'll be able to get where God wants you to be, and he'll make that way for you if your plans are according to him. We know Jeremiah, the Bible says that God knows the plans that he has for us to do well and to do good. Talked about that a little bit last week. He has a great plan for your life. He had a great plan for my life. And so many times our plans may be different from his. So we have to get with him, and we have to make sure that what we're doing is according to his plan. So how do we do that? What does he say in these verses that we need to look at this morning? So I want us to look at four things. First thing is make your plans according to God's will. The second thing we got to do is consider what life is. Got to know what this life is he has given us. Then we got to be careful about our boasting. And then we got to do the good that we know that we're supposed to do. You've been trained. A lot of you, these young people that will have stand before us, have been raised in church. They know to do good. A lot of people have been, these graduates over this year, you know, were raised in Christian homes. They've been taught how to do good, what good is. So you got to do that. So let's look at these four things this morning as we think about planning your future. The first thing that I said is that we have to make our plans according to God's will. You see, once again, as we read that verse 13, go to now, ye that say today or tomorrow, we will go into such a city and continue there a year and buy and sell. Verse 15, for that you ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live and do this or that. So here he's saying, you know, when we look at making plans for our lives, when we look at what we're going to do in our lives, then he says we cannot leave God out. We cannot leave God out. He says none of us in verse 14, what? None of us knows what tomorrow holds. See, the one reason that you need God in helping you plan right now, as our graduates are getting ready to graduate, guess what? They don't know what tomorrow holds. They don't know what's going to happen 10 years from now. They don't know what's going to happen in the next 10 minutes. But guess what? Our Heavenly Father, God above, knows what's going to happen. You know, a lot of times we as parents, we try to give our children advice and we try to tell them, you know, and trying to make those plans. You need to do this or you need to do that. You know, I can remember when my children were graduating, and I remember the first two had no doubt they wanted to go to college. They wanted to be school teachers, and praise the Lord, they've been teaching over 16, 17 years now. Peace. Our youngest son, you know, he decided, hey, I don't want to go to college right now. I want to be a welder. And he says, are you disappointed in me? And you know what I told him? I said, no, I'm not disappointed in you. Anything you can do to make a living, if it's an honest living, and you feel like that's what God wants you to do, then we'll support you in every way. And we did. And for 6 or 7 years, he was a welder. Loved welding. He still loves welding today. But guess what? God had other plans for him. God had other plans for him. You know, we as parents, we can give you advice. We can tell you what you need to do or what we have been through to try to keep the heartaches from you. But nobody knows the future like the Lord does. So, you know, we can't go in and we can't say, well, I'm going to do this and do this and do that, because we really don't know what's going to happen in the future. After 7 years, the Lord called Tyson into the ministry. Now he's the pastor of First Baptist Church, Bube. Been pastoring about 12 or 13 years now. So the Lord has blessed him, and he still loves welding. He still does it today for everybody that needs a helping hand. But the Lord had other plans. See, we don't know what the future holds. You know, when he became that welder, and we were so proud of him, got his certificate, he got his first job, got his first check, got married, him and Ashley making their little nest. I mean, it was wonderful. He thought his life was set, but God had other plans. See, brothers and sisters, we need to seek out God's plans for our life, because God knows what tomorrow holds. He knows where you're going to be 5 years from now. He knows where you're going to be 10 years from now. He knows exactly what's going to happen in your life. None of us can tell you tomorrow what's going to happen. None of us can tell you where you're going to be in 10 years or 20 years. But we have to what? We have to make sure that God is in that planning. He have to make sure that he is there. You know, I've seen a lot of people who have started a journey, but they never finished it. They had all of those big plans and they had all of those big goals, but they never ever finished it because they didn't include God into that plan. I've seen others who you would think, if you were to look at them, would thought they were successful and thought, well, man, you planned your life out and your life went great. Your life went planned. But listen, they died without knowing Jesus. They died without God, and their lives were for nothing. And their lives were what? They were sad people. They may have thought they had everybody. May have looked at them and said, boy, look what all they have. How many times do we see on TV, we see these great, famous, and rich people whose lives fall apart so early, and they fall apart and they lose everything. You wonder, what happened? They had everything everybody wanted. No, if they didn't plan their lives out with God, if they did not plan with him, then brothers and sisters, they start a lot of journeys, but they never finish. If you want to finish the journey, then you start the journey with God today. You start the journey with him guiding you, and you make your plans according to his. Let's look at the second thing. We must consider life itself. What is life? What is your life? You know, when we think about your life, God has given you that ability to live. You know, so many times we as individuals, when we're young, we think we're bulletproof. When we're young, we don't think about death. We don't think about life. We don't think about the frailty of life. We think we're going to live forever. We think everything's going to go good. You know, I found out several things as I get older. I've had set in my mind and made plans. I said, man, I can't wait till I retire. Boy, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. And I'm going to have horses again and I'm going to have cows. I'm going to work and have a garden. But look, the older I get, I found out something. You better do those things that you love to do while you're young, because when you get older, you ain't able to do those things. You ain't not going to be able to do those things. We can't wait till tomorrow. We can't wait till the next day. That's the reason we have to live life to the fullest today. We cannot wait. We don't know how much time that we have, and therefore we must consider life. In Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 2, when he's talking about there's a time for every season, he says there's a time to be born and there's a time to die. And guess what? Life is short. Between that time of birth and that time of death, life is short. Whether you live to be 30, whether you live to be 130, I can assure you, life is short. Life is short. You know, I've been on this old earth over 66 years now. I have my mother and daddy still alive. They're 87, 89. But I can assure you, life is short. It seems like a long time where you're sitting right now as a graduate. It seems like a long time when you're young and when you're energetic. And man, you just think you got life by the tail. But you got to remember, life can be short. It is short, no matter how long we live. Matter of fact, when we look in these verses in which we just read, what did he say here in that verse 14? Where we know not what on tomorrow, what should be on tomorrow. For what is your life? It is what? Even as a vapor, it appears for a little time, and then it vanishes away. Did you hear that? What is our life? It is like a vapor. It appears for just a moment, and then it will vanish away. You know, kind of think about the fog in the morning. I know we've had some fog in times past, and so many times that fog will come up and you'll see that fog in the morning, but it's usually not too long last, is it? As soon as that sun comes up and begins to heat up a little bit, that fog will be gone. He says, this is the way life is. It's like that vapor. It's like a mist. It just appears for just a time, for a short time, and then it will fade away. He says we're like the grass. We grow up and then what? Then the sun beats down upon us and it withers away. It goes away. It dries up and goes away. Now, I know that don't sound very promising to you. I'm sorry about that. But what you got to remember is life is too short to waste, is what I'm trying to tell you. Life is too short to waste. Whether the Lord blesses you with 100 years or with 30 years or whatever in between, life is too short to waste. You're beginning that life on your own now. You've made those plans. You've thought about what you want to be. And brothers and sisters, we need to make those. But yet we need to understand, we've got to make the most out of life. You only get one in this world. You only get one. This is the only body you're going to get. Praise God. He tells us what in John 10:10. He says what? The thief comes to destroy, maim, and kill. But I come to give you life, but not only life, but you may have life, what? More abundantly. And he's talking about that eternal life through Jesus. So, yes, enjoy this life. Enjoy this life. Make your plans according to what God would have you to do. But make the most out of this life and live it to the fullest. You know, you're only going to get this one shot at living here on this side of eternity. And then you're going to be what? Then you're going to be either in one place or the other. I was telling somebody the other day, we were talking about the 4th of July celebration, which will be June the 30th, and our association puts on up at Southwest Community College. And I said, what we need to set up is us a fortune-telling booth. And he looked at me and said, a fortune-telling booth? I said, well, I can tell the fortune. I can tell the future. Can you tell the future? Let me tell you something. You can tell the future. God's word tells you the future. It's plain and simple. If you don't believe in the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, if you live your life for yourself and not for Him, then brothers and sisters, you will end up in torment in a devil's hell. It's just that plain. That's what kind of future you got to look forward to. If you believe in Jesus as your Lord and Savior, if you trusted in Him and accepted Him as your Lord and Savior, and believe that He is the Son of God who paid the price for your sins on the cross, but yet God raised Him up from the dead, that He's coming again, then guess what? Your future is bright and good. You will be there in heaven with Him. So that's the only two futures we have. We don't know anything else about the future. That's the only two things we have. So when you're considering life, you better make sure that you consider eternal life, that life more abundantly. Hebrews 9:27, what did He tell us? It is appointed unto man once to die, and then comes the judgment. It's coming unto all of us. So you think about where you're going to spend eternity while you're thinking about where you're going to college. That's kind of crazy, ain't it? You need to be thinking about death right now when you're just thinking about life. When you're just making those decisions about life, you need to be making those decisions about what will happen in death. Don't take it for granted. Live for the Lord today. Don't put it off, because we don't know how long that life will last. It's only a vapor. Then it appeareth a while, and it's gone away. Then look at the next thing He says. He says we got to be careful about our boasting. Don't boast about what we're going to do. I laugh at sometimes some of my grandchildren tell me what they're going to do, and they're younger. They're not nearby graduating, but they'll tell me how much money they're going to make. And boy, I'm going to make this. I'm going to be this. I'm going to be that. And I'm going to make money. And I love it. You know how simple a child's mind works. You know, I'm going to love it. And I'm going to buy me this kind of truck, or I'm going to buy me this kind of car. I'm going to have this much land, you know, and they just think, you know, and that's good that they got aspirations to make it in this world. But brother, it's much more than that. And we can't boast about those things that we think that we're going to do. He says here, what did He say in verse 16? But now you rejoiced in your boasting. As such, what? Rejoicing is evil. You're rejoicing in what? In evil. You're rejoicing in those things because you're making boast about things that you have no control over. If the Lord wills, as we just covered, the center of this life, if God has willed, up in that first verse, if God wills, at verse 15, if God wills, then these things will happen. But we want to boast about, well, what I'm going to do. I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do that. You know, we laugh and we say a lot of times that people have eye problems. The problem is, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. I'm going to do this. And it's all directed around them and what they're going to do. And we talked about this a little bit last week when the Bible told us what? Not for a man to think too highly over himself. Well, that was a night service, so you didn't hear that sermon about controlling our thoughts. But He tells us, for a man not to think too highly of himself, not to think him to be something when he's nothing. You know, do you realize we're nothing but dirt? Think about that just a minute. The Bible says, I'm nothing but dust, God. Have mercy upon me, because I'm nothing but dirt. We're really nothing. This old physical body is really nothing. And we're nothing. So we got to be careful about boasting about what we're going to do and what we're going to achieve. Because He says that boasting is evil. And we have to be careful, because if we boast too much, then we get too conceited. We get full of ourselves and we think, boy, I'm going to make it. And guess what? That boasting, so many times, disappointment follows after boasting. Great disappointment follows after boasting. You know, I used to tell my children all the time, don't expect anything and you'll never be disappointed. Don't expect anything and you'll never be disappointed. See, when we start expecting things out of people, and we start expecting to get this or get that, and then we don't get this or get that, then guess what? We get disappointed, don't we? We get our feelings hurt because it didn't go just like we thought it should go, because we all have that I problem, that myself problem. You know, me, myself, and I. You know, that's the ones that we worried about. But here we see that He says, be careful about that boasting, because it is evil and it can cause troubles, because when things don't go just like we plan, and I can assure you, young people, I'm going to tell you right now, just because you just graduated, just because you just got that diploma, just because we're here celebrating your graduation, guess what? It doesn't mean you're going to live happily ever after. It doesn't mean that everything's going to go your way. Some of you, everything's been going your way. Your parents have done everything they can for you, gave you everything. And man, life's good. But I'm going to tell you, disappointment comes a lot of times after much boasting. It is evil. We have to be careful about what we say. In 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 6, it says, your glorying is not good. Know ye what? A little leaven will leaven the whole lump. He says, be careful about glorifying yourself. Be careful about boasting. If you start boasting before long, it fills the whole lump, and you become nothing but a big, well, I call them big blowhards. You know, they just are constantly blowhard about what they're going to do and how much money they got and what they're going to do. You have to watch those kind of people. He says that boasting is evil. In Galatians 5:5, he says, for we through the Spirit wait for the hope of righteousness by faith. We wait upon the Lord. We wait upon those things. See, we don't want to wait right now. You just graduated. Man, you ready to be let out of the stall? You ready to fly out of that nest? And you're going to hit the ground running, right? Sure. That's the way we all feel. That's the way we all look. We're ready to go. We're ready to live our own lives. You're free. You think now from mom and daddy. Boy, you're getting to that age that you, by the law, you've got certain things that you can do that you couldn't do that now are legal that are wrong. We'll get to that just in a minute. But we can't boast about those things. We got to consider what life is. We got to make our plans according to the will of God and make sure we're following His will and not just ours. So let's look at the last thing. He says then in verse 17, therefore to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. Do the good which you know to do. You know, as you said here before me, these graduates today here at West Macomb Baptist Church, many of you have been with me here, some of you all your lives, you know, from the time that we got here 19 years ago, almost 20 now. We're working on 20 years. I've seen a lot of graduates come and go. I've seen some be born and reach that time of graduation, and it's been great to watch you as you grow up and as you mature as Christian people. But you know, brothers and sisters, we have taught these young people, these young adults that now are stepping out into the world. Now it's up to them to do the good that they know to do. And you must do the good that you know to do. You must live your life according to what you have taught. Don't give up all the things that you've learned in vacation Bible school and Sunday school and in the children's department, in the youth department. Don't give up on all those things that Brother Van preach from the pulpit that your parents reinforced at home and the way that they showed you. He says we must do that which we know is right. For what did he say? If you know to do good and you don't do them, what did he say it was? Sin. It's sin. You know, so many times I'm afraid that we forget about that sin of omission. He didn't say, you know, therefore him that doeth bad, watch out, it's sin. He says him that knoweth to do good but don't do it. See, you don't have to commit a sin. It's just not doing the things that you know that are good. We call that sin of omission. It's an aggravating sin. It's one that we just say, well, I hadn't done anything. I leave everybody else alone. I didn't do this. I didn't do that. I didn't murder anybody. But what are you doing for the Lord? If you know to do good, then do that good. The sin of omission will be just as quick as the sin of commission. The sin of omission brings condemnation just as quick as the sin of commission. You know, do we do the good that we know to do? We're reminded of that parable of the Good Samaritan in Luke chapter 10, there in verse 29. And you remember the story of how this man was going down and he fell among thieves and they beat him and robbed him. And there was a priest comes by, and what does he do? He just looks on him and walks by and goes on the other side. The Levite comes by. He looks at him and goes, now, do you think those men didn't know what good to do? Do you think they could be a priest and a Levite, those of the priestly tribe, those that we would call the preachers and the evangelists of the day? Do you think they didn't know what to do, but they didn't want to get their hands dirty? They didn't want to get involved. They walked around on the other side. They looked at him. They saw him. It wasn't that they didn't see him. Brothers and sisters, the Bible says they saw him, and yet they did not help him. And then it says this Samaritan comes by, and what does he do? He stops, he goes over, binds him up, puts him on his animal, takes him to town, puts him in a hotel room, pays for all of his medical supplies and food, and says, I'll be back through if you owe you anything else. Listen to me. You've been taught the good things to do. You've been taught the right things to do. Do those right things. Don't let them slip through your fingers. You know what's right and wrong is. You know what not to do. You leave here, you're going to go to a college campus, or you're going to go to a job, and Satan's going to tempt you in more ways than you ever thought about. But you know the good to do. Do that which is right. Do that which is right. And you may go and you may sit on that college campus. You may not get involved in anything that is evil or off the wall. But listen to me. If you don't do anything positive either, that sin of omission, if you don't share Jesus, if you don't be the friend that you need to be to those that are hurting on campus, then you're not doing the good that you know to do. And both of them are wrong. Live the Christian life that we've tried to teach you. Don't live according to unchristian conduct. Make your plans according to God's will. Consider what your life really is all about. Be careful about boasting. Wait upon the Lord. Let him guide and lead you. And do that good that you know you ought to do. Let us pray. Father, thank you for your word this morning. Thank you for these that have listened so attentively today. Thank you for this word. We pray, Lord, that you will bless this graduating class of seniors from high school and college. Bless them as they go off into the world. Help them to be the men and women that we need today to change this world and to bring revival to our nation. Speak to all of our hearts and all of our listeners today. For we give you the honor and the glory for all that happens. In Jesus' precious name, we do pray. Amen.